This is the Time Fix podcast, the podcast that enables you to find more time when it really counts. Brought to you by the Time Fix, where our passion is about creating sustainable change in your time management to improve team cohesiveness and productivity. Hello and welcome. This is Ildi Ratz-Prosser and
Pooja Khilka,
your hosts today.
Hi, Ildi.
Hi, Pooja. Another week.
Yes, another week, another topic.
And it's a good one.
It's a good one.
We cooked something interesting for today.
Yes, we did. Do you want to quickly tell us about what we are going to talk about today?
Oh, well, the story behind this topic today is that we've been talking with different people over the past couple of weeks. And often we have people who say, oh, I'm already setting some goals,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's a topic that everybody... And it's interesting, when you talk about goals, there are some people who are absolutely gung-ho about it, like, yes, I have goals, and they'll be talking about it, but there are others who kind of goals, and they literally want to run out the door. So there are two types of people that we talk to, who are absolutely happy talking about it, and others who absolutely do not want to talk about it.
Yeah, so I think the biggest problem with goals is that often the word itself is too big.
It is.
And yeah, I know, we talk all the time about words and how you use them and what do you do with them. But I often just soften it a little bit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So in the end, it doesn't matter what you call them. You can call them intentions, you can call them targets, you can call them whatever you might want to call them.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, they are goals.
Goals.
Right?
Absolutely. And there's nothing replacing a word for a word that really speaks with you and speaks to you and speaks to your way of thinking. However, today we will touch on the topic of goals.
Yeah, but we're going to do it in a different way, because yes. I think there's so many people out there and so many amazing coaches out there that, yes, who actually talk about goals,
yes,
and who help you set those goals the right way, and who deep dive into this topic of how do you go about goals and how do you make them work for you and for your business, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the ways that they will always talk about is setting SMART goals. And I'm sure a lot of us have heard about SMART goals.
But SMART? What?
Yes. Not the
okay,
dumb
I'm
ones, the
cheeky.
SMART ones.
I'm being
we
cheeky,
are talking
yeah.
about the SMART ones. And we all know what that acronym stands for.
How about we don't assume, Pooja?
Yes, let's not assume. Let's take a page out of our own books and not assume. Well, SMART goals pretty much is an acronym for specific,
measurable.
Oh my God, I'll stop here.
Oh, that's funny. That yes. is funny.
Yes, so specific, measurable. What's the next one, LD? This is, yeah, you'll have to help me with this one.
Oh, I don't know. What's it? I don't like to talk about those, by the way.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because I prefer to talk about the tea.
Okay, what's tea then?
Tea is timely, apparently.
Apparently it's timely. Okay, all right.
But you know what? When it comes to that tea, what I find is that usually people talk about timely as being a date.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, yes. Why? How? Let me tell you why I have a problem with that date.
Yes.
I usually say that I want a Ferrari, but that's not true. I don't want a Ferrari.
Yeah.
I would love to have a beautiful red Mini. Not a very small one. The cozy one, you know,
yeah,
that only wears the name Mini, but it's not a Mini anymore.
Yeah.
A Mini Morris. Yeah. So if I said that that's a goal.
Yeah.
And I tell you, and you would smack me and say, yeah, it's based on the SMART acronym.
Yeah.
It has to be, you know, specific, realistic,
yeah,
and so on. But I need to put a date to it, right?
Yes, according to the concept of SMART goals, yes.
I want it by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, right.
You see what I mean? I did put a date to it.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it realistic? Well, let's say that if I would have, even if I would have the money in the bank account right now for it set aside, which makes it realistic.
Yeah.
Would I still be able to get that by tomorrow morning?
No, but because it needs to be achievable as well in all sense of the term. Even if you have...
Shh. A is achievable.
I know A is achievable. It just came to me. It's achievable, but it has
so
to be.
It is achievable. So it's not a Ferrari. It's something that is absolutely achievable. It's realistic. It's not out of this world expensive or not doable. Yet that date saying that I want it by tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Just sabotages everything else.
It does.
I could even say, let's be reasonable.
Yeah.
Another word for R.
Yeah.
And I say, I want it in a week's time.
Yeah.
Chances are it will not happen.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
So you see, my big problem with that T is that it's not just a date.
It's not just a date. Also because a lot of the times doesn't matter whether your goals are measurable, achievable, realistic. They could be all of those. However, there are certain factors that are out of your control that will actually affect whether you can achieve those goals within the date that you have set yourself up for.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do believe that when it comes to goals, often we kind of treat that T being timely in a very, how to say?
Rigid way.
Rigid maybe is not the word. We kind of treat it like the ugly duckling. We just put a date there because it says that we have to have a date.
Yes.
But we never really look at the connection between our goal and our available time.
That's right.
Right?
That's
and
right.
I think that's the biggest problem with that T.
That's the biggest problem with that T. That's right.
Often we treat it almost like a deadline rather than looking at the connection between your available time and the goal itself. It was a lot of years ago, maybe 6-7 years ago, I did a workshop and there was this beautiful lady. I hope she listens to this podcast at some stage, Lee. She used to run a beautiful network.
Yes.
Supporting women in business and so on. And she came to this workshop, and when we got to the T in the goal setting part of the workshop, she said, oh, I have all this sorted already. And I'm like, oh, really? Cool. That's great. Finally, I have someone to really play with who is not stuck in that stage of how do I even set some cool goals.
Yeah.
And she was like, fantastic. And I'm like, okay, so did you look at how much available time you have? And she's like, oh, well, that's simple. It's 52 weeks a year minus 4 weeks downtime. I will have about 48 weeks to achieve this goal. And I'm like, all right, really? Do you know how many public holidays we have in Victoria? By the way, do you know, Pooja?
No, I don't know. I do know we have a lot.
10.
10, there you go. So 10 days are gone.
How many weeks does that make up?
About a week and a half.
No.
Actually, no, 2 weeks.
There you go.
Yeah. If you think about it, it's 5 working days.
Absolutely.
And that's 10 working days.
So if you start to think about it realistically, out of the 52 weeks, we do have 4 downtime weeks.
Exactly.
Because that's by law, you should be taking that. And if you're not, then please keep in mind that we're going to tell you that you should be taking breaks. So 4 weeks downtime, plus another 2 weeks that you didn't count for,
yes,
are already in that downtime period. And then we have not spoken about years
school
like
holidays.
This one. No, wait with the school holiday. That's a different topic on its own. Like now, I mean, Anzac Day falls on a Thursday. Who's going to work on Friday?
Exactly.
Almost no one.
Nobody.
Unless you work in emergency services, you probably will not work on that Friday. Or if you think about Easter and this whole past couple of months, it was downtime after downtime after downtime.
And that's true of April in general.
Yeah.
You have so many days off in April.
Absolutely.
That you do miss out on the entire month, because beginning of the month is full of holidays.
Absolutely. And then we have not spoken about major life events like big birthdays or weddings or whatever you might have throughout the year. So the reality is that on top of your regular 4 weeks, you will always have at least two, but sometimes even more than two weeks downtime. But let's put it in a different perspective now, Pooja. Let's assume that, and I'm going to just take one number, $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
That's easy to count, calculate with.
Yes.
Typically, any small business would actually aim for more than that.
Yeah.
But just let's keep it simple for the math's sake.
Yeah.
So if you did count, and if you did set your goals based on 48 weeks, you are already short of $2,000.
Yes.
Because you're not going to work for those $2,000, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do with that? And that's a whole different topic.
Yes.
But what I mean by this, that let's assume that it's not $1,000 that you have to make in that week. It's $10,000 that week.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you have a decent sized business, you have 5, 6, 7, you know, employees, you suddenly have to make at least that $10,000 or more a week in order to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So that's already $20,000 short.
Exactly.
That's not just an easy thing to fix and distribute it will disappear within the other months.
Yes.
So it's not that simple.
No, and plus we haven't even talked about a business cycle.
And we haven't spoken about school holidays.
And we haven't spoken about school holidays. But the point of the matter here now is what I'm hearing from this is that when we talk about goals and setting those SMART goals, we do all of this beautiful work without taking into consideration or even counting what amount of time you really have on hand before you start putting down dates and timelines and all of that. And we haven't even spoken about what those numbers should look like or what they how you should work with that.
100%, because that's a whole different
topic.
That's a whole workshop I used
that's
to
a
do.
Whole workshop.
But what I mean is that just If nothing else from today, I really hope that anyone who listens starts to think about that T, you know, the T that means timely. What does it really mean? And if you have never ever thought about your goals from the perspective of your available time, then I really hope that from today onwards, you'll stop and think and you'll look at your numbers and you'll look at your goals. And you'll try to connect them with your available time, because setting goals that are unrealistic just because you don't have enough time to achieve them is the biggest saboteur. And this is why we end up having all these people who say to us, I don't set goals because I can't achieve them ever. I agree.
Yeah, you can't achieve them. Because you've set yourself up for failure.
Absolutely.
Right from the get-go.
Absolutely.
And once you have set yourself up for failure that way, then you'll never ever want to go back, because remember,
I've said before,
it's too hard, too difficult, and it's human beings don't do anything unless they are rewarded for something. So if an experience is giving you a bad sensation of failure, why would you go and do it again?
Absolutely. We love rewards.
We love rewards. Human beings love rewards.
And it was an interesting thing. Like, just to stick a little bit on the topic of rewards. On the weekend, I had a lovely young man come through and clean windows and gutters and solar panels and so on. And we had a bit of a chat on rewards. And it's really interesting how we are not in the habit of thinking about what's the reward at the end of anything that we do.
Yes. We don't question ourselves.
We don't know how to pat our shoulders.
No, we don't. And also, we do not ask ourselves, why did I start something in the first place? What am I getting out of it? Because if you ask yourself that, you surely get more than just the money at the end of the day.
100%, the satisfaction of a good job. It's the intangibles
that keep you going. And we do not ask ourselves that.
So, point is that going back to goals and SMART goals in general, well, you can make up, by the way, any number of different words for that SMART bit. Yes. But T is always about time.
Yes.
In any interpretation that you might have seen or heard about SMART goals, T is always about time. But I would really, really love to challenge anyone and everyone who's listening to this podcast to look at that T from now on from the perspective of how much available time you have to achieve those goals.
Yes.
Rather than just have a date assigned.
Exactly.
A due date for the goal, really.
Absolutely.
Plus, there's another big problem, and I just realized that we never talk about this. What if the due date that you set for your goal is way too far away? You exactly. achieve that goal in a third of the time.
Yeah.
So what's happening?
And then what do you do?
So what do you do?
What do you do?
Oh, it's done. Tick. Yes. I like to think that I can up my game.
Yes.
What about you?
Exactly. That should be the easiest way to go, because that's another thing about goals, and that's completely different topic, is that if your goals are too easy, you will find yourself putting in off and off and off. And that's one of the reasons why you might not even do it in the time that you've set.
So that's a whole different topic.
Either you will be eager because it's easy, you'll try to get it out of the way. There are two things that happen. Either you'll get it out of the way and over and done with. Second thing is that it's so easy, you know, you'll get it done within the time, and the time comes and goes and you still haven't done it. So
I'm just saying that if you treat that T as a due date,
yeah.
There's a couple of other things that can surface, like you're not going to do it because you leave it too late, or yeah. you're doing it and you're not upping your game.
Exactly.
So there's a few traps along the way that you need to consider if you are treating it just as a due date.
Absolutely.
But definitely the biggest one is that we never connect our goals with our available time.
No, we don't.
And that can lead to setting yourself up for failure easily.
Easily.
Anyway, I think we spoke enough about goals, which it's not necessarily our topic.
No.
And we don't necessarily talk about it too much, but I reckon we should. We should talk a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And we should bring a bit more awareness around the timely side of any goal that we might set. And this is the place where we say that if this triggered something in you and you suddenly are thinking about your own productivity and your own goals and the connection between them, then give us a shout. Pick up the phone, send us an email.
Leave comments here.
Yeah, send us some, I don't know, smoke signals. Anything that we can see. And get in touch with us. Get in touch with us and let us know. And let's have a conversation, because sometimes just a little bit of a tweak on your goals can be the difference between failing or achieving.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We're done for today.
Yes, we are.
Oh, gosh. So this is all we had time for today. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, please remember to subscribe so you are the first to know each time a new episode becomes available.
And remember, embarking on a journey to better productivity starts with making friends with your time.
See you next time.